There's new evidence that excessive screen time early in life can change a developing brain. That might not be a bad thing. NPR's John Hamilton reports some scientists say the changes may help our brains cope with a fast-paced world.
A developing brain needs stimulation. So for a long time, parents were encouraged to give kids as many sensory experiences as possible. John Marino Ramirez of Seattle Children's Research Institute says that advice was based on a simple idea.
And the idea was basically the more you are exposed to sensory stimulation, the better you are cognitively.
Then studies began to suggest that children who spent too much time watching TV or playing video games were more likely to develop attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So scientists have been studying rats and mice to see how an excess of audiovisual stimulation changes brain circuits. At a press conference at the Society for Neuroscience meeting in San Diego, Ramirez described his latest study. It looked at young mice that spent 6 hours a day bombarded with a sound and light show meant to simulate screen time.
We found dramatic changes everywhere in the brain. So many of those changes suggest now that you have a brain that is wired up at a much more baseline excited level. You need much more sensory stimulation to get the attention.
Ramirez says the mice were also hyperactive and prone to risky behavior. He thinks that's because the mouse brain hasn't evolved to handle so much stimulation early in life. And he doubts the human brain has either.
The big question is, was our brain set up to be exposed to such a fast pace? If you think about nature, you would run in the savannah and you would maybe once in your lifetime meet a lion.
In a video game, you can meet a lion every few seconds. And Ramirez says when that happens early in life, the brain appears to become less sensitive to stimulation. So the mice didn't get stressed by the sound and light show. Overall, though, Ramirez thinks the changes are a bad thing. But Leah Krubitzer, an evolutionary biologist at the University of California, Davis, says for humans it may not be so bad. She says our environment has changed a lot.
Less than 300 years ago, we had an industrial revolution, and today we're using mobile phones and we interact on a regular basis with machines. So the brain must have changed.
Krubitzer says maybe even in some useful ways.
There's a tendency to think of the good old days when you were a kid, and, you know, I didn't do that, and I didn't have cell phones, and I didn't have all this TV, and look how great I turned out. And we kind of want our kids to go back to that.
Krubitzer says even if that were possible, it might not be a good idea. And the American Academy of Pediatrics seems to agree. A few weeks ago, it relaxed its long-standing rule against any screen time for kids under two. Gina Trigiano, a brain researcher at Brandeis University, says that gives parents more discretion and more responsibility.
Parents have to be really aware of the fact that each kid is going to respond very, very differently to the same kinds of environments.
Trigiano says what's fine for one developing brain may be too much for another. John Hamilton, NPR News, San Diego.